Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 14th para was recited, which includes the Surah Hijr and Surah Al-Nahl. So in the first Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the muhlat and the chance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to past nations. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is not that He punishes immediately. Allah ta'ala ke yaha there and there nahi. Allah ta'ala He delays, He gives people chance, a lot of respite. But Allah is not blind. Allah ta'ala doesn't know, He is fully aware exactly of all the conditions which is happening. So Allah ta'ala gives people chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah He begins saying, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. That many at times the kuffar and disbelievers will have this desire that if only we had become Muslims, we had accepted Islam, this will be at the time of death on the day of Qiyamah, then it will be too late. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Leave them, they must eat and enjoy themselves. And let them have long, long hopes, it will deceive them. Soon they will come to know. As Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi under this ayat in Ma'arif al-Quran, he writes there that unfortunately many Muslim people today, in today's time, this has become the object of their life. Just eating, passing their time, enjoyment, long, long hopes, and they have forgotten the object of their life. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that past nations have come, we had destroyed them, we had given them kitabs, and we had given them books, and when the time came, and they were not prepared to accept, and they mocked the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great miracle of the Quran Sharif, that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have sent down this Quran Sharif, this dhikr and reminder for people, and we are the ones who will protect it. That's the speciality and miracle of the Quran Sharif. Past kitabs, Allah ta'ala has given the responsibility to the people to look after it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken full responsibility Himself. He will look after the Quran Sharif, and in different ways Allah ta'ala utilizes people to look after the Quran Sharif. And a clear miracle is the month of Ramadan in the Taraweeh Salat. Throughout the world, a person is becoming hafiz of Quran and memorizing the Quran Sharif. Tell you what a feat it is in our own language. Another book also, even one page, two pages, we do not know of Bahat. But every single Muslim, at least he knows Surah Fatiha, he knows a few surahs. There is nothing else of his own language, he might be knowing so much of Bahat. And day in and day out, a person recites it. And when a person thinks about it, 800 pages, a hafiz of Quran, even if a person knows one para or two paras, how a person just reads it, it just flows from his mind and it comes out. SubhanAllah, this is just a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who puts it in the heart of people, and if Allah ta'ala wishes, Allah ta'ala can take it out. Tomorrow a person has forgotten the whole Quran Sharif. We must always make dua, Allah ta'ala protect ourselves, protect the Quran Sharif from a person inside him. So anyhow, this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many signs of His Qudrat and power. People must look at these things and see the great Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah ta'ala created human beings. Allah ta'ala created jinnat from smoke, from fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that, look, I'm creating man. He's made from sand, something which is inferior. But I'm going to put my ruh and soul into him. So because of this, he will become valuable. The value of man is not because of the sand, it's because of the ruh in a person, which takes a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the angels may sajda to Allah in front of Adam alayhi salam as a greeting, besides shaitan, he refused. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why don't you want to make sajda? So he said, oh Allah ta'ala, I'm not going to make sajda to a human being who you created from this kind of smelling sand. He did not look at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he looked at his aqal, his logic. So when a person uses his logic against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, awwalu man qasa iblis. The first person who made qiyas to use his logic against the commands of Allah ta'ala was shaitan, was iblis. So when the command of Allah, it was a clear command, he's supposed to have accepted it immediately. Allah ta'ala told him, you are rejected, go out, and my la'nat and curse will be till the day of qiyamah. So he asked Allah ta'ala for muhlat and chance, and Allah ta'ala gave him, instead of asking Allah ta'ala, oh Allah forgive me. Allah, he could have asked Allah would have accepted that, but he said, give me chance till the day of Qiyamah, I want to destroy these people. And he was so disrespectful, he said, Rabbi bima aghwaytani, oh Allah, because you misguided me. So I will I'll beautify things in this world for the people, and I will try and destroy every single one of them, except those people amongst your servants who got ikhlas, sincerity, or mukhlasin, those people who have been chosen by you. And some ulama say that those people who have got the quality of ikhlas within themselves, sincere, they want to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan won't be able to misguide them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever will follow you, eventually he will end up in Jahannam, and there are seven doors in Jahannam, and there are a certain amount of people who will enter every door of them. On the other hand, we've got Jannah, we've got Jannah, we've got Jannah. So anyhow, the point was that Shaitan was very disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some ulama say because of this disrespect, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had the quality of respect within himself. Allah ta'ala accepted his tawbah. But Shaitan, he had disrespect within himself. And disrespect is very, very harmful. It leads a person sometimes to kufr, to disbelief, like how Shaitan, because he was so disrespectful. Imagine he's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you are the one who is guiding me because of the day, now I'm going to take out revenge. So this quality of bi'adabi and disrespect is very harmful for a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is on the one side. On the other side are the people of taqwa, of piety, we have got high ranks for them. They will never be tied to Jannah. They will never be taken out from Jannah. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur rahim. Inform my bandas and servants, I am the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind. And my azab and my punishment also definitely is very severe. But the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of forgiveness. So a person must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives an example. When Ibrahim alayhi salam had certain mihman and guests, they came to him and they came to give him glad tidings. Because he was a pious servant of Allah ta'ala, they came with good news. They went to the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam because these people were evil doers. And because of that they brought punishment. So this is the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's mercy also, and Allah Ta'ala's azab and punishment. Those who are obedient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor them, send down his favors upon them, and those who are disobedient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also in many places of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the punishment which came down on Lut alayhi salam's people, and that Allah Ta'ala turned them upside down because the guna and sin which they had done was an upside down guna and sin. This quality of homosexuality also and lesbianism fortunately is becoming rife in the whole world today. Governments are passing laws, and later on it comes in the Quran where Lut alayhi salam said, إِنِّي لَعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. I've got great hatred and nafrat in my heart. I hate this action of you people. So this must be the attitude of a believer. I hate this quality, this action. Even if other people are doing it, not that I myself won't do it only. There are many people, unfortunately, in school, where nowadays it is taught that you must accept everybody's views. You must be tolerant of others, to be tolerant of other people. So in these actions, which all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, all the past nations came, ummah came, and they were told that this is the most filthiest action, the most evil action. And you must show your hatred for this action. Not that the person says, I won't do it myself, but it's okay if other people have got freedom of choice. This quality is a very evil quality, and Allah's azab, punishment specially, comes down upon this year. And in many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions about this year. And thereafter, and also we ourselves must be careful, especially those who are students of deen, ulama, mashayikh. Now, Kabir mentioned very severely that they have to be more careful. One is young woman, but a person who is an alim, who is a scholar of deen, a person who is a tablighi, a Sufi, normally he won't just mix with other women, because people will look at him also with a very bad eye. But a lot of times, Shaitan, he makes effort with young boys, amrad, handsome boys, and then he gets the person involved. I just got a feeling for a person. You always keep in contact with that person, and eventually where Shaitan slowly starts off with a person, and eventually he destroys a person. Our kafir and our elders were very, very particular that they kept far away. Never ever in solitude also with a young boy, a person who hasn't got a beard. They made a lot of ihtiyat and precautions regarding these matters, because unfortunately many people fell into many evils. The evil action of homosexuality was started off in this way, yes, meeting with these young boys. And then a person falls into evil. Allah protect and save us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, some past nations have come also, we had given them our ayat and our signs. They turned away from it. It did not benefit them. They were destroyed. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given you our ayat. Which ayat? Sama'am min al-masani. The seven oft repeated verses. Surah Fatiha we have given you. Wal Qur'an al-azim. And we have given you the great Qur'an Sharif. The great bounty Allah has given you. La tamuddanna aynayka ila ma matta'na bihi azwajan minhum. After giving you these bounties, never ever stretch your eyes towards whatever little bit of dunya we have given the people of this world. A little bit, nothing of real value at all. But you have got, on the other hand, you've got Quran Sharif. A person who Allah Ta'ala has given Quran Sharif, and he looked at any other person with honor and respect, then actually he has made nashukri, he has been very ungrateful of this great bounty which Allah Ta'ala has given him of the Quran Sharif, which is a great, great gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah give us the azmat and the greatness of this kitab in our hearts to understand what a great valuable gift Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will suffice you for those people who are making a mock of you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that your heart is becoming tung and tight because of what they are saying. So what you must do when people are accusing you and people are telling you many things, فَاسْتَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, you turn towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will give a person happiness of the heart. This be alhamd of Allah ta'ala, praises of Allah ta'ala, be of those who are making sajda. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ and you continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you will turn to ibadat, your heart will become lighter. You are turning your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever a person goes through halat and conditions in life, the easiest solution is to turn his attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards ibadat, by means of the say Allah ta'ala is the one who will remove the grief from the person's heart. The next surah is Surah An-Nahl, the surah of the bee, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the bee, the great sign and qudrat of the power of Allah, which manifests the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the bee, there is a very great bounty which is granted to you, to man, which is honey. Fi shifa'un linnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how that honey is made from the bee goes all around, and eventually it makes that honey and it gives it to man, and there's benefit for man. Physically, a person gets shifa, a person gets cured by means of this honey. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this, and if a person has to study the life of the bee, it's amazing signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat in the day, how they love, what system there is in organization in the beehive, and how the bee it works, how it has made that. Even the architects and the astronomers, the people who are engineers, and they're looking at the building, they have to take lessons from the bees, how perfectly it has designed its hive, and how it has made it in the inside, all the rooms and the chambers. Subhanallah, if a person just studies one thing, one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any of the animals also, he will see so many signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat and power, and he will be forced to exclaim that this is definitely the doing of a great and powerful creator. It did not just come into existence by chance. Yeah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is called Surah An-Ni'am also, the surah of bounties, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his tawheed and oneness. And a very easy way to find the tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala is to look at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder over them. And in there a person will see Allah's qudrat and power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the first bounty. Again, Allah mentions is the Quran Sharif, which Allah has given, the spiritual bounty. Normally we always think of physical bounties, but the first bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is the Quran Sharif, which Allah has given. And the message of the Quran is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taqwa, that a person must abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the object of the Quran Sharif. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have created the heavens and the earth. I have created human beings from one sperm. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Today he is standing up and he is arguing, he is going to court, he is fighting, he is what the dalail and proofs he is putting forward, what a mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and where has he come from, that sperm? What intelligence Allah Ta'ala has given him, what ability of speech Allah Ta'ala has given to him. Today he's standing up, and the way he's speaking and fighting and arguing and defending himself and defending other people, this is a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Even if you've got a computer and you put all the information in the computer, but when he's having an argument, when he's fighting, then a computer can't give a proper answer, because a person can say something, a certain word in a certain way, when a lawyer normally will catch you out, you said this word here, this is the meaning you could have had behind it, and the tone a person says it, the person can catch him out. This is the computer which Allah Ta'ala has given human beings, who has actually made the other computer. Subhanallah, this is a great sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created the animals. In there is things to keep you warm. You are eating from there. So many other benefits you are taking from them. And they are means of your beautification. Allah Ta'ala has given you horses. Allah Ta'ala has given you mules. Allah has given you donkeys, which you can ride upon as a means of beautification. But then Allah Ta'ala وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah will create many, many things which you people do not know. In those times, living in Makkah Mukarramah, the forefathers, thousands of years, the only things of transport was the camels and these animals here, the horses and the mules, etc. Where could a person ever think that there would be some other creation coming out to transport people? But our elders, when the train, for example, came in India, they all went to the train station, the railway station, to go and see it. They said this is a manifestation of this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala will create such means of transport which people did not ever think about. And the ulama said, this is fairly mudari, which shows that till Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will continue creating more and more different things. Allah Ta'ala utilizes man to create, to make these things. But actually, it's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created all the power, all the material of these things for them to work in a certain way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who sends down the rain, and in their plants are growing, trees are growing, the zaytun, the olives are growing, dates are growing, grapes are growing, all different types of fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the day and the night, the sun and the moon, the stars. All of these are great clear signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. The more a person will ponder about these things, he will see the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Allah is the one who has made in the ocean lahman tariya, tasty, wonderful meat. It is the fish which a person eats. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْ حِلَّةً تَلْبَسُونَ. In the ocean, Allah Ta'ala has given all these different kinds of pearls and all other kind of jewelry which people are utilizing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all its ships, heavy mountains, the ships, Allah Ta'ala mentions, which cleaves through the ocean, such huge massive ships, and the ocean is so big, but and how it goes through it and eventually comes, import and export takes place. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made the heavy mountains so that the earth doesn't move. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, "Wa in ta'udu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha." If you have to count the bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it's impossible. Even one bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you cannot encompass it. In it, one bounty of Allah Ta'ala, there are thousands and millions of other bounties which Allah Ta'ala has kept there. And inna Allah la ghafuru rahim, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah wants to give you. In other place of the Quran, Allah says, "Wa in ta'udu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Innal insana la zalumun kafar." Man, his condition is, he makes a lot of zulam and oppression. He's ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah's system is, Allah is ghafoorul raheem. Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. Allah has given you what and what bounties. And you are oppressive to yourself. You break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are ungrateful. But Allah still forgives. And Allah still showers you with these bounties and mercies. Really, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this of this year. And throughout the para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that... One other bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if Allah ta'ala had to take people to task because of the gunas and sins which they had done, then Allah would not have kept any animals on the surface of the earth. Another bounty Allah has given you chance, Allah has given you respite, so you can change your life, you can turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the animals, look at them, you will see they are great signs, lessons should be taken from them, that the milk which is coming down out from the stomach of the animal, min bayni farsin wa damin, between that excreta and the blood, in between you getting the milk which is coming out, the excreta is black, the blood is red, but in between you getting white milk coming out, and the texture of the blood and excreta is a different one, is hard and it's thick, but the milk which comes out is so easy and palatable for a person, it goes down a person's throat, it's so tasty also. What is the qudrat and the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He has made it come in between there, what system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, and there is no mixture also, if there was some taste of that excreta or the blood, no one would have drunk that milk, but this is a sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about the bee and the honey which came out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah has made for you wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you children. Allah Ta'ala has given you grandchildren. Allah Ta'ala grants you food, pure, tasty, wonderful, pure food. Allah Ta'ala grants it to you people. Unfortunately, many people in batil, in falsehood, they believe, and they make an ashukri of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the houses which He has given us, that is a place for us to reside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tents also. Sometimes when your person is going traveling, you can stay in a tent. These are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the animals, the different kinds, the hairs and the furs which we are using it for our jackets, our clothing. These are all signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. Allah ta'ala took you out from the womb of your mother. You knew nothing at all. Allah Ta'ala gave you eyes, Allah Ta'ala gave you ears, and Allah gave you heart, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. All of this was, so you can make shukr and you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can ponder about these bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you shade. What a great bounty shade is. On a hot day when a person goes under the shade, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you clothing which will help you, keep you warm, protect you from the cold also, and it will protect you from the heat also. The person wears a scarf, for example, so he doesn't feel too hot. These are all bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes His ni'mat and bounties upon you people, so that you can become humble and be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of this, the para Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about one ayat which is the most comprehensive ayat in the Quran Sharif. The ulama say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands people to be just and fair in all the matters. وَالْإِحْسَانِ, not only to be fair, but to do good towards other people. And وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, especially your family members, to try and fulfill their rights and give them and to help and assist them. And Allah Ta'ala protect a person from immorality, all gunas and sins, and every kind of zulam and oppression. Ulama say this is one of the most comprehensive ayat of the Quran Sharif. That is why Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, in his time, he used to read this in the khutbah, until today in the khutbah this is recited. The whole of deen is encapsulated in this ayat here. The person ponders about it. There are great lessons which the ulama have written about this ayat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us, we must not become like that lady in the past. The whole day she used to work, and the end of the day she used to break whatever work she used to do, she used to destroy it. When a person does any good action, he must not destroy that action thereafter, but he must look after it, he must protect that action of his, he must not destroy it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does good actions, male or female, and if they got iman, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person a very enjoyable life in this world. And many ulama say this means qana'at, contentment. Whatever he has got, he will be happy. He will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The happiness of the heart is the most important thing in this world. And in the year after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person. In the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who gave da'wah towards his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you also must give da'wah and call people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with hikmat, with wisdom. Look at the opportunity, look at the person and how you are giving him, but you must call him towards the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very beautiful way, such a way which will penetrate his heart, not in a way which will hurt the person's heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know the one who will get hidayat and the one who will be misguided. You continue making effort. You will get some people now, they won't be happy with you. They will try to cause harm to you and you are giving them da'wah. They will tell you many things. But you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muslims, you can take revenge. Whatever people do wrong to you, you can take revenge. But if you make sabr, it's far, far better. And O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for you it's compulsory, wajib. فَمَا صَبُرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You must make sabr. And the tawfiq of sabr is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, if you've got this quality, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with you. If you've got a quality of taqwa, you have got ikhlas and sincerity, Allah ta'ala will always be with you, Allah will look after you, Allah will protect you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people.